Shmuel Aleph Perchav Ches Pasuk Gimel Ushmuel Meis. And Shmuel was dead. And Shmuel had died. Now, we already know this. So Rashi says, Harei Kvar Nemar Bayom HaShmuel. We learned in earlier Perakim that Shmuel had died. So how long is it after Shmuel's death? So according to those, that David was with Achish for more than 2 years, so it had been quite some time. But most of the timelines have Shmuel dying only 4 months prior to this. And so Klal Yisrael had mourned him greatly, and his absence, without his incredible presence as the Navi, without him, when prophecy had been widespread through the land, and now it's not, it pretty much seemed to have passed away along with him. So Shaul finds himself at loose ends because he doesn't have the great Navi to consult as to what to do. It is a very sad irony that when Shmuel was alive, Shaul was in trouble for not consulting with him enough. And now that Shmuel has died, Shaul desperately wants to consult with him and can't find him. It's the way of humanity, I guess, to have that kind of situation. So, Vayispedu lo kol Yisrael. All of the Jewish people had eulogized him, had given him hespedim. Vayikberuhu b'varama uvi'iro. And they buried him at Ramah, in his city. So that seems redundant as well. So it shows that they mourned him in all the cities of Klal Yisrael as if they were his city, as if they were Iro. V'sha'ul heisir ha'ovos ve'es hayidonim me ha'aretz. And in the meantime, in a very sharp left turn in the middle of this pasuk, Sha'ul removed all of the ovos. In Parshas Kisetse, we are warned, Los Sha'el Ov V'Yidoni, you're not supposed to go and find the mediums who speak to the dead, and the Yidonim, the sorcerers from the land. So they had been removed. They had been gotten rid of. Why did they need to be removed and gotten rid of? Because while Shmuel was alive, it was unnecessary. They weren't here. Nobody went to them anyway. They were useless. But now, in the absence of Shmuel and in the absence of immediate connection to prophecy, so everybody's calling the psychic hotline. Mrs. Cleo is suddenly giving answers to people who should know much, much, much better. The level of Ruchnius of Klal Yisrael had fallen. Everybody is in big trouble. And of course, we mentioned the fact that Shaul had removed all of the mediums and sorcerers and spirit talkers because he is going to go find exactly such a one to go talk to. Very spooky doings here from someone who should have known very much better, from Shaul HaMelech. But he's getting desperate, and as I have continued to say, his time is beginning to run short, and mistakes are being made. Huge mistakes. Enormous mistakes. So, just looking at the Malbim. So the Ov and the Yidoni are gone, but the trouble is now gathering again. Pasuk Dalet by Yikbetzu Felishtim. So the Malbim says this is a direct consequence of everything that had just come. So first Shmuel dies, and then the Ov and the Yidoni are rearing their heads, so they have to be gotten rid of. And then suddenly the Felishtim are gathering. So they had been afraid. They had been afraid of the power, the connection of Shmuel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Klal Yisrael's behalf. But now they don't fear him anymore. So Vayikav Su Plishtim. So the Plishtim gathered, or were gathered. Vayavo Vayachanu Vishunem. And they came and they camped in Shunem. Not far away. Very close. Vayikvot Shaul as Kol Yisrael Vayachanu Bagilboa. And so Shaul gathered all of the Jewish people, representatives of all the tribes, so he's still the king. And he gathered at Gilboa, somewhat south. So some of the commentaries say that Shunem was a city near Har Chorim. And south from there was a low plain. So a lot of flat ground until the mountains of Gilboa, which is where Shaul is going to rally the troops. So Shaul was looking for a position of military strategic strength again. So he puts his back to the mountains so they can't get behind him. but he's not exactly going straight up in front of the Plishtim either. He's backed up a little bit. Pasuk hey, vayar Shaul es machane Filishtim vayira. And Shaul saw the great encampment of the Plishtim, and he was afraid. Vayecherad libo ma'od, and his heart trembled greatly within him. Shaul is very nervous. And as soon as David said, Lefisha hayu Filishtim, I'm Rav. There were a whole lot of them. And the Chazal say that this is a huge change in Shaul. That Shaul's entire personality seems to have changed. His entire sense of self-confidence seems to have fled him. The Chazal say that when Shaul took hold of the kingdom, he waged war against all the surrounding enemies, it said back in Perek Yudalad. And wherever he turned, he would overwhelm his enemies because he had mitzvos and he had zechusim. And he was incredibly pious, and he was very careful with food, that he kept it on a very high level of tahara. He was generous with his money. He took a pair of oxen and cut them into pieces to show the great necessity for unity. Lahavdil, Ben Franklin did much the same in his picture of a snake chopped into pieces. He said, join or die. It was a very early American concept, and he probably learned it from Shaul HaMelech. Well-read sort of gentleman that he was. So we need to be together. And Shaul was a great Talmud Chacham. But now, after he had done Averos, so now, Vayecharad Libo. So now his heart is trembling. So how is Shaul going to get an answer? None of his answers are going to be satisfactory.